Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm super nice.
You are, Bubba.
Oh, we're live? Is Rhett available? Welcome to the after show. It's Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Or whatever the fuck we are. Rhett, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Listen, watch that music shit on, you know, it's fucking me up on Facebook a little bit.
Which,
I don't know. We need to go through it one of these days. I need to give you access to all that shit. Okay? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
I will have Blitz. Fuck you up. Get you. Lummy.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Yes. This weekend, as you can see, I responsibly kind of carved out a little. So now when you look to the right, you can actually see awesome. There's not a big fucking semi coming to smash
it. Yeah, that was getting pretty bad, actually.
Well, today when you pull out, buddy, see if you notice a noticeable difference. Okay,
I will.
All right.
Those Brinks trucks come down pretty fast,
too. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. So all I got is this little battery-operated chainsaw, which, by the way, clown all you want. It's, for being a little guy, it's pretty badass.
When you mentioned earlier this morning that you have a battery-powered chainsaw, I almost said, like, battery-powered stuff used to be the biggest joke, like, 5 years ago.
Yes.
But now it's, like, getting really good.
It really is. Now, this little thing, now, this guy, I'm not going to go out, you know.
But you did say you could cut Dr. Dan's desk.
And I did I not?
His desk?
Well, didn't we have a bet?
Yes, you did, and I have the clip. I'm looking for it real quick. I cut it for you.
Well, remember you and I went out one day.
There, I put it on your button bar.
And we cut my button bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go.
You told me to clip it.
What was the bet?
That hit your chainsaw going to cut through his desk?
Because you're clowning this out.
Oh, I'm clowning it.
That this doesn't have any horsepower. I'm coming to your front desk, lady, today.
What?
Right. No, what I'm saying is I'm going to go right to where you check in right there at the little booth, and I'm just going to go right down the counter.
My office. My office desk. I want a new one anyway.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Maybe not today, but we could do it this the next week.
And you don't think this will make it through it?
No, I got, dude. Plus I got hung up on a paperclip. it's like
Jesus.
That.
Man, Lummy, thank you for finding this, because when Dan comes back, whenever that may be, I'm gonna remember him this.
Paper shredder that won't shred anything past, like, a business card.
I'm telling you right now, you're jobbing this out right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Blitz, you've seen some
my
of these.
My toothbrush has more power.
Okay, buddy.
I will say, it doesn't
job
sound.
Job this out all you want.
It doesn't sound very strong. Just
this
listening to the
audio. This
thing's
gonna be going through your desk in a few weeks, bitch. So, Lummy, now, we went right outside and cut what would be equivalent to a desk. To a desk.
Yep.
And it went through just no problem.
Sure did.
So you guys, this little thing, it's
and that
not
was without chain oil.
Yeah. Now it's got full blown Blitz's little soul. I got full blown chain oil on it now.
Yep.
But Blitz, you should have seen me. I can only reach so high. So I'm up there, and I got bad shoulders anyway. So I'm up there like this, trying to cut these limbs down.
Yeah, you need,
you need
a pulse off or some of those.
Yeah.
Let me. So what I'm thinking is, I did a pretty damn good job.
You did.
Really good for you to even, like, Blitz, if you'd get hit now, it's because you're fucking Ray Charles. You cannot see.
All right.
I also, let me, took the lawnmower and tried to kind of lawnmower that area
a
little bit.
I saw that too.
I don't know that. Now, hold on.
Did you touch the bedding of the homeless person?
I don't know, but there was beer bottles and shit all in the thing. So I went and cut quite a bit down.
Okay.
But Lummy, I'm thinking that you, being a little bit taller, can even cut a little bit, but like, I think it's 90% done, but I think you being a little bit taller, like a fucking whole lot taller, could maybe go up there and just cut a little bit more now.
Yeah, I can bring my pole saw tomorrow if you want.
No, pole saws.
Don't, yes, bring your pole saw.
You mean?
Like a real one.
Well, like.
Not the manual.
No, one with a motor?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, bring it.
Yeah. Even the motor ones, I mean, the manual ones are okay, but yeah, if you have a regular pole saw.
This one's got to be plugged in, but I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Plugged in?
Oh, extension cord, Willie?
Oh, yeah. Don't even bring it.
Oh,
don't,
come
just use mine.
On.
Listen, Lummy, we don't need it that big. Oh. So listen, Nash was here at the building, I forget what day. We just missed each other.
Yeah, it was a Sunday. He called me.
Because he was bird dogging Nash crash.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday when you went.
He's bird dogging the Nash crash. Dent. So, not Papa Dent.
Palin PDR, Palin's dent repair.
So
you could probably PDR most of that.
Anyway, Blitz, he said for me to tell you, well, he told the merch crick to tell me, and I'm telling you.
Okay.
But the merch crick's calling Tico. Because supposedly, like, the main power line that goes into the building has all these vines on it to the point where it's a problem.
Okay.
And he thinks that it could be, like, it's, I guess it's, like, right there. Like, is that where the main power comes in? It'd be, like, kind of, like, where that.
Well, yeah, you know where the electrical room is at.
Right.
I mean, it comes in right there.
But does it go to the gate, or does it go across the wall and then to the gate?
No. I mean, it eventually goes to where the gate's at, but the one from it goes from our building to like over the parking lot,
right
over there,
right, kind of like over my modified,
yeah,
like over my modified / merch trailer deal,
yeah.
All right, well, you said that little cord or main power deal has so many vines on it that it's a problem, and it could fall down at any minute. And that came from, you know, obviously electrician.
Yeah, they'll come cut them down.
Watch out. Those dings, those dents.
No, we're not doing Papa Dent. like that works.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
I don't think. Blitz, does that shit work?
Kind of.
Oh.
So you can actually, the best is to get, it's called painless dent repair or PDR, which same type of thing as that, but you have like a hot glue gun and you. And you can actually, like, most dents, as long as they're not creased in a car, you can pop out with
that. But the minute you got a crease.
And you can still pop it out if you know what you're doing.
Right.
But.
Right.
Depends on how good you want it to look.
So anyway, Lummy, my chainsaw of my battery-operated Craftsman chainsaw eventually got, I went, you know those little stumps out front?
Yeah.
I went and kind of did and then I got stuck with kind of like grass in it.
Oh yeah, the little wiry.
So I think I'm gonna have to take it apart.
Oh,
well, your chainsaw did.
Yeah, I got to take it apart and get some of the grass out of it.
Oh,
but Lummy, fully charged, you might be able to. I might be able to cut some more stuff down, because the more stuff I can cut down, that's a real scraggly corner right there.
And that's where the homeless people were they hang out there.
Right in that little corner?
Yeah.
That close to our property?
They've started moving toward the back now, but yeah. If you look, there was like a little mattress, like a cushion and a lot of beer bottles, and now they've moved kind of toward the back. I noticed it again Sunday when I got stuck.
Let me. If you could go to the back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you could go see where they're hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And then on our side of the fence, put a little, just let me know.
Okay.
Like a little X or like whatever, right? Like where they are.
Yeah.
I'll bear spray over there.
Okay. I'll take a
middle
picture
of the night.
Of it and look.
Blitz, I got this fucking bear spray I've been just itching to use. And if I go out on our side, right? And that you can't, you have to.
I mean, you don't know if it's a wild animal or not.
Roundup?
Well, yeah. I mean, we could do that too. We could do both.
Roundup what? Their homeless camp?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
They're sleeping under dead
palm
tree
branches. Isn't it amazing,
branches?
Anna, that Blitz just, you're talking about some shit, and next thing you know, he's just got it.
Yeah.
Remember
that
the
happened
one day?
Last week with the window breaker.
Remember
thing?
The one day Anna's like, I just want to let you know, I'm super scared that if I went off the bridge, how do you open the windows, and what if the power went out? And we're like, well, you smash your window with these little tools, like fucking hammer tools. Yeah. Oh, where I got one?
Blitz, 5 seconds later, Blitz walks in.
Hold on. First of all, Blitz appears off camera, so yes. You know he's up to something. So Next thing you know, he comes waltzing his big 6'5" ass in here. Now, hold on. Not just one of these gimmicks, but fully fucking packaged, brand new in the box.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, he's got one, like, in his fucking duffel bag ready to go.
Well, no. you never know. I mean, you might need,
he's so
need
prepared.
One.
Do you have Narcan?
Yes.
Hey, guys, I mean, it's good for Rhett to know when he overdoses on fentanyl. Yeah, right. that you can bring him back to life.
Good to know.
So, anyway, Lummy, if you could find out.
Yeah, I will.
Round up. Now, Blitz, are you saying just, you know, well, listen, Roundup's really responsible.
Well, I got that because we got some areas to round up. But,
oh, okay.
But we can put it over there, too, you know.
Now, can I take it in a bug sprayer and just spray it over the side of the wall, Roundup, while they're there?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Bear spray, though, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at. Hold on, Anna, bitch. Look, when I said, yep. Can we use a bug sprayer? Motherfucker got a bug sprayer.
It's got it all.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, Lummy? Have you ever heard of a gold plated Desert Eagle 50?
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
there it is.
Actually, some guy offered to sell us one. Not a gold plated one. It's I think it's like tan or copper.
Kicking myself in my ass over the. My gun collection. I didn't have a very extensive, but I had a few nice.
You had some unique guns, though.
I had a few. I think you could say this. I had a few nice pieces.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a couple unique. Nice pieces. Yeah. And probably, by today's standards, pretty fucking valuable.
You had a bunch that were, like, worth something. They weren't, like, super valuable. And then you had a few that are pretty valuable.
Which was the most, that Augsteyer?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that go for?
Like, honestly, I don't know.
$4,000?
But you had a KG-99 that fired open bolt. Those are pretty rare, too.
Yeah. I don't even know what that, oh, is that the one that had the little legs on it?
No, that was your, like, that was your Remington 700.
Those are nice guns, aren't they?
It was your, like, MAC-10 looking gun, basically.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, but it fired from open bolt, so.
I don't know what that means, but
yeah.
No, I do have a couple fucking badass guns. Iggy, you have provided one of them. Actually, I think I've gotten two from Iggy. I think I've gotten two from Iggy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten two from Iggy and Nick the Gun Guy and the various other people.
Right.
I'm building my gun collection back up. I got the two ARs that Iggy and the boys got me, and then I got that SIG.
Was one of them a pistol, an AR pistol?
Close to it, I think.
Well, I mean, so the ATF is doing a new ruling.
Oh, are you bringing more bad news? You've been so pleasant today.
It's bad news for me, too. Where they're letting you, luckily, turn them into an SBR for free. But you have to go get, like, fingerprinted and all that, turn in a Form 1.
So, Iggy, are you telling me the gun, that little pistol AR-15 that I got, I'm going to have to go do stuff to it or get fingerprinted?
Probably. Everybody has to that has one.
Why? That is so not
because
cool.
The new ATF guy that just got appointed by Biden doesn't like guns, so he doesn't want you to have them.
Hey.
Yay.
Well, that's bullshit.
It's your protection.
Yep.
So the new ATF guy, is this a vote or is it?
No. No.
So let me ask you a question. What if I don't get fingerprinted and I just keep my fucking Iggy issued AR-15 pistol?
You have a firearm that can get you 10 years in prison because it's a felony to have a short barrel rifle.
And so what if you said, you know what, I've never shot this gun, and I didn't even know that this gun, I didn't even know
is
about this
Is it in your
rule.
Possession?
Yeah.
Hands behind your back, sir.
Can you use two sets of cuffs, sir?
I guess.
I can't. If they said hands behind my back, Blitz, let's say I'm in trouble, okay?
Yeah.
And they go hands behind your back, and I was super cool. I'm like, sir, no problem. Here I am. I just want to let you know that I have a short arm to body ratio.
Yeah, by your back.
I have a short barrel rifle and short arms.
Yes.
Sir.
So the barrel of my rifle is almost as short as my arms. And so Iggy said, I'll bring you some 320 and we'll wet sand your fucking fingerprints off before you get printed. So hold on. Blitz, if I go, if I said, sir, I absolutely have no problem with doing any of this. Here's my hands behind my back. But as you can see, one, I'm an old man. Two, I got bad shoulders. And three, I don't know if my hands may I have two sets, please?
As long as you've been cool all along, I can't imagine they wouldn't like be cool with that.
And you know that I would never not be cool.
Right.
Like I would be just super cool.
Right. And so if this ATF thing goes through, it's all brand new, whatever. There's going to be some time where you can be like grandfathered in, blah, 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 because right now they're legal. So
Chicago police announced 10 dead, 48 injured in shootings over Labor Day weekend.
So a typical weekend in Chicago.
Why don't you, Mr. Johnny ATF, worry about Chicago's gun problem and not the problem of my short-barreled AR-15 that Iggy and the boys got?
Mayor Beetlejuice is more worried about the illegal immigrants that are coming over to Chicago.
Chicago is absolutely a shithouse.
Yep.
And then she calling the governor of Texas racist for sending the illegal
immigrants. I'm tired of people fucking calling others racist.
Over nothing.
Now,
if they actually are racist, fine.
If there's some white guy going, let me tell you something about black people, this and that, this and that, this and that, this and that. I have civil war. You're a racist motherfucker. They ought to call you racist. You are racist. You're stupid.
Yeah,
you're uneducated.
Call everybody racist.
You're stupid. You're uneducated.
Waters down what it means.
But
you like Donald Trump. Oh, that means you're a racist.
Yeah,
what?
Like it's just, you know what? It should be just as bad to wrongfully play the race card as to be racist.
Right.
Because you kind of are being racist when you're calling somebody racist that's not racist or is doing something that's not racist that you don't agree with, but because you are a different race than that person, you play the race card.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that shit. Didn't you? I didn't get to it today, but Anna sent me an article. I'll get to it tomorrow. The guy from Black Lives Matter is maybe being indicted for embezzling $10 million.
It's a lady, I believe.
$10 million.
Her name is Shalola Lalola.
Shalola Lalola. Black Lives Matter leaders on Friday sued an executive of Black Lives Matter Global Network, the GNF, on charges of siphoning $10 million in donations to the organization for use for his own personal... It says his.
Oh.
It says in donations to the organization for use as his own personal... Oh, this is a different one, Anna. Walter Mosley, an attorney representing BLM Grassroots, a separate entity from GNF, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Shaloma Bowers.
I guess that's a man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a woman.
You know,
well as his consulting firm. What's that, Lemmy?
Oh, so I went to the Rays game yesterday. I don't know if this is a big deal or not, but so you know when they used to represent the police officers that are fallen, the St. Pete police officers at Tropicana Field, they put their call letters up.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they moved it, and you know what they replaced it with? A Black Lives Matter big sign. Like, isn't that kind of disgraceful?
Isn't, you mean like when they're removing all the statues of everything? And
but they moved it, like, they hit the call letters, like, they moved them from where they were.
So hold on. Tampa Bay Rays used to have this display that showed, I think, their badge numbers.
It was their call letters.
Their call letters.
Well, whatever. It says it was like K2. The call signs, call letters?
Cops don't have call letters.
Call? Something?
You mean badge numbers?
Well, I don't know. It said K2, which I didn't think was.
That might have been the stuff you bought at the gas station that got you fucked up so that you didn't know what you're looking at.
It wasn't their badge number, though.
All right. Well, anyway, the Tampa Bay Rays Major League Baseball facility, or team, I should say, used to, within their facility, Tropicana Field, pay homage to St. Pete police officers that have died in the line of duty, correct?
Yes.
They've now replaced that with Black Lives Matter deal?
Yeah, and they moved the whatever it is that they display, like, in this corner, like, almost hidden. You can barely see it. Like, they moved it totally away, and the whole entire thing that was there is now a Major League Baseball thing that says Black Lives Matter.
Global Network Foundation has been taken away from the people who built it, she said. This is Malina Abdullah, a founder of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles chapter and co-director of BLM Grassroots, held a press conference last week announcing the lawsuit. Yeah, you mean people have finally got on to the fact that you just shook people down in the name of race to... Now listen, you can shake people down in the name of race to better the cause of what you're representing, but you can't shake people down in the name of race to put $10 million in your pocket. You just can't. You can't do it if you're white. You can't do it if you're black. You can't do it if you're Puerto Rican. It just, I don't know. We're so fucked. We really are. And I did see an African-American man, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I did see an African-American man that was disputing one of these Black Lives Matter founders or something like that. And he put this woman in her place and said, all lives matter. I said it. All lives matter. And remember the whole mantra was, if you said all lives matter, then you're being disrespectful to African-Americans because you're supposed to say that Black lives matter more so than all lives. Now, to me, I swear to God, I barely have a high school education and I'm not a smart man. But to me, that would be a problem if you didn't say all lives matter, because all lives do matter.
Well, I think that it's implied that all lives do matter, but as it has been explained to me...
Please explain to me. You a much smarter person than me.
Right. And again, I also was, you know, of course all lives matter. But as it was explained to me, someone said, if there's a house that's on fire... You don't just start watering all the houses in the neighborhood that aren't on fire. You only apply the water to the house that's on fire. Does that mean that all the other houses don't matter? No, but that one is in need of assistance.
So are they saying that Black lives need assistance
now? It's basically saying we need attention to this one area of racial injustice.
That's a bullshit analogy.
And that's why we're focusing on it and saying that Black lives matter because those are the ones that need the attention the most at this moment in history.
No, I disagree.
I'm just upset that Lizzo is still being oppressed.
Yes, she is.
What do you mean she's being oppressed?
Hungry.
Yeah, she said that she's...
Lizzo's on fire. Lizzo has a lot of money. Lizzo has done a lot of great things.
As she, you know, boards her private jet and jets around the world, she claims that she's oppressed.
Yes, at the MTV.
I'm oppressed like a motherfucker.
AMAs.
As I'm getting in my smart car, going to my bullshit apartment.
That's depressed.
Well,
close, Bubba. Close.
Oh, Lon Johnson.
Would you do Lizzo, Bubba?
No. Unless she
could.
Oh, yeah, that's Rhett's dream girl. I mean, I would for a, you know, I might just do it for free. I don't know if I have a, can I be honest with you? Hold on. I don't know if I got the equipment.
Right.
To get past the belly?
To get past everything.
Right.
Turn it around.
There's a lot of real estate
flip
there.
And
I don't know that I got what Lizzo needs. And that's talking bad about my skills and putting her way over, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
I don't think that I got anything that could scratch Lizzo's surface.
You don't got what she wants.
I didn't know who, but look who they're interviewing.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that either.
Oh my God. Is that my boy Alex Stein?
Yeah.
Should I unmute it or am I going to get a violation?
Whatever.
Lizzo decided to use her speech. I think she's very successful. She looks like she's done very well.
Her speech to moan about
how oppressed she is. Let's see if we can spot the oppression. Look closely.
So remember, when you're voting for your favorite artist, vote to change some of these laws that are oppressing us.
So you're going to have to help me out.
My new best friend, who I texted 2 or 3 times this weekend.
That's because I'm not really familiar with those particular American laws which oppress multimillionaire rap stars. Is there one that you can pinpoint?
Well, here in America, you know, we have a lot of buffets, and we don't have any 24-hour buffets. So I think that's what she's mad about, is that we don't have the 24/7 all-you-can-eat buffets. But on a serious note, Lizzo...
My boy Alex Stein, who will be rooming with me, staying with me, bunking with me in my apartment. Hope Bella's on her best behavior and doesn't scratch him or nothing.
She's a multimillionaire, and she can't even name the law she's trying to change. So, you know, these celebrities, idolizing a celebrity or politician is like thinking the stripper actually likes you, Rowan.
I love him.
Alex,
man, he's been getting, have you seen his,
yeah.
Have you seen his YouTube, Lummy?
Yeah.
It's blowing up. What is he now? I'm looking at. Is he 400 yet?
Just very another American celebrity.
What's that?
I think he's in his threes.
Celebrity that you're probably more familiar with than I am, but we've become familiar with him here as Shaq O'Neal. He's been used by our Prime Minister to sell a policy to do with changing our constitution. Does it surprise you? Just have a quick look at Shaq O'Neal and our Prime Minister. And here he is.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey.
Sir, how are you?
Oh, my God.
Good to see you.
Oh, my God.
Nice to see you.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, well, thank you.
Nice to see you. Uh-huh. I'm here in your country. Whatever you need from me, you just let me know.
Fantastic.
Appreciate you guys. Congratulations to you guys.
You know what? I don't know what Shaq's doing here or anything like that, but I like Shaq.
Yeah.
He is no nonsense. Very smart and with his money. He is just a man's man.
And he gives a lot of
advice. Everyone knows Shaq loves Australia. All right?
Awesome.
All right, I'll see you soon.
That's right. Have a good time.
Yeah, just man. All right. I need that government clearance, too.
That'll be done. So just quickly explain to us here down under, Alex, what qualifications Shaquille O'Neal has to be involved in constitutional changes to our constitution.
I don't know what Alex is going to say, but I hope he puts Shaq over.
Constitution that will set up a third chamber of parliament. Has he done a similar thing in America?
Well, first of all, Shaq looks like he's about to smash Albo. He's so tiny compared to him. And second, you know, Shaq is literally the biggest endorser of anything. I mean, he sells Icy Hot. He sells car insurance. So once again, he was just paid to endorse this. Shaq has no idea what he's doing.
He's probably right.
He's probably right, yeah.
How is he viewed in America? A warm figure, a cuddly figure, or just a bloke who's done
well?
Oh,
he's loved. Shaq is the man, but I'm telling you, there's nothing he won't sell. He's the
American
Donald Trump.
Dream.
Donald Trump will put his name on.
Fantastic.
Yes,
he's the
Shaq
American
will
dream.
Sell anything.
Fantastic. Alex Stein, great to see you. We'll see you next week.
I'm going to see if Alex wants to do a little quickie maybe this week. Just a little quickie.
Okay. You know? My new favorite channel.
So I've had some people hating on the way I was eating my burrito, and it really...
Now, Blitz, I need your ruling. Should this Thursday's food review be that limited-time Taco Bell deal, or should I just go right back to the chicken sandwich deal?
Either is fine. So just so you know, too, like Taco Bell has all kinds of new stuff like this, like all the time.
Right.
So it's not super special, but whatever.
To me, it's like, yeah, I need to get back on the chicken sandwich and get those done, and then, you know, go to the Phil Humble Impossible Burger.
I mean, like when
with a Taco Bell
kicker.
Yeah,
when like Arby's rather, like when they do their crazy limited time ones, like those are good. But
those
Taco
are like
Bell,
one month
Taco
only.
Bell has a new taco like every other week.
Yeah,
irks me.
Well, privately as a private citizen, I might go get one.
Yeah,
well,
too.
Yeah.
And if I go get one as a private citizen, should I at least roll it
sure.
to have it?
Always, yeah. Roll
yeah,
it.
Yeah, always roll it.
Yeah,
because
yeah, you never know something might happen.
You can always roll it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, y'all must not know that this is the elite way to eat a burrito, and I'm going to explain to you why.
I think that you got an elite way to eat a lot of stuff.
She's like Dan, she has a shirt on of herself.
Luckily, we have the 3-minute feature on TikTok.
If you
now,
kind of go,
so,
go in like maybe almost halfway. You can really see what she's throwing down. This is interesting. I've never seen anyone eat a burrito like that. Hell, dude.
I might have to eat my burrito Lizzo style. Be like,
are you a big burrito fan, Bubba?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
burritos
look at
are good.
I mean, burritos are delicious.
Burritos are like super fat, stuffy, soft-shelled tacos.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, I love
just
burritos.
Oh,
just stuff as much shit in there as
good.
Possible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So much cheese.
Only thing I would maybe add on that beef burrito would be that one, that new one would be, could I add beans?
Really? Adding beans?
Add beans.
Oh. Beans are delish.
And beans really, really make me have really nice shits.
Especially
all
Taco
fiber.
Bell.
Man, I had a really nice shit
proud of you.
Yesterday, and I'm still percolating on a nice one right now. Now, see, I didn't know, but I'm going to eat my burrito Lizzo style.
Maybe she's not done, though.
What time does Taco Bell open, and where's the nearest one?
Right by your favorite Burger King.
Let me, yeah. 24
maybe,
hours.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe I could get the merch crit to bring down some of those new burritos, oh, and yeah. we eat them live on the air.
Here we go. I'm
Blitz,
down.
Would you go for
sure.
one? Anna, would you go for one all beans?
Bean and cheese?
Yeah.
I could probably do a 7-layer burrito.
They have the black bean quesaritos now.
They do?
Peep the menu.
Fiesta veggie
Anna,
burrito.
Anna, peep them in.
Oh,
right now. Peep
I am,
Taco
I am,
Bell
I am
man.
Peeping.
And Blitz, maybe tomorrow's after show will be catered.
New stuff. Let's see what their new stuff
says.
And we can eat it.
Menu?
And but let me, we have to, me,
double,
Blitz.
Oh, it's the new one is the double steak
veggie.
Grilled cheese burrito.
Yeah. Now, Blitz, that sounds like something you would like.
Sure.
Lummy, that sounds like something you would like.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, is that something you would like? So, Blitz,
he said,
me, Brett, Lummy, and you could all have the same thing.
Okay.
And then we get on the one-off, the triple
some
bean,
black mean
Willie, Lindy,
fucking,
whatever the
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, yippee-yo. Mm-hmm.
And Lummy, we eat it here oh, yeah. and do a food review on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Wow.
Yeah. The boys, you know, the show reviews the new Taco Bell triple layer steak fucking yippee up.
Now, assuming they don't have this, what do you normally get at Taco Bell? Like, what is your go-to?
Like, a beef burrito.
Yeah, those are okay.
Oh, my God.
And
they got a lot of stuff
either.
For vegetarians.
Yeah, they got a whole veggie menu.
We don't have to eat it like this tub, do we?
What do you mean?
Like how she fucking
like
eat it?
Like this what, Bob?
Yeah.
I mean, let me, like this what? This
eat it Lizzo style.
Name is Lizzo.
Yeah, you know what? I think we do have to eat it Lizzo style.
You're rude not to.
Let's get another bite.
She's another bite.
Another bite.
She wants bite.
I think you're going to eat the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, no shit.
Not half the bite. Not one bite or half the sandwich. The whole fucking thing. That's Lizzo's. That's Lizzo's mm-hmm. mantra. Everybody knows rules. Just one bite, or my saying. You know, not just one bite, half the sandwich. Because I'm a fat ass. Lizzo's is not. You know, not half the sandwich. The whole fucking. Give me two.
Give me two, or give me death.
Mm. I gotta start chewing 32 times.
Jesus Christ, hot
my mom
sauce.
Says.
I think you need to start eating 32 less burritos.
Don't forget the ranch.
Bitch, I think I chewed 10 times just now.
Has she become famous?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she adds ranch.
Has she
hell yeah, she does.
Has she become famous for being fat?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, partially, yeah.
More hot sauce.
But don't forget, Bubba, she's oppressed.
Too much ranch.
What?
No such
she's
thing.
Oppressed.
And you know what? I feel for her. I'm a big Lizzo fan for those scoring at home.
She's just big.
She's a big girl. I'm not historically into big girls.
Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. I get
you
it,
are
sister.
An absolute fucking beast. I mean, she is a fucking
no,
beast.
She's not.
For it,
yes.
Wait for it.
Check out her Instagram. She's got some hot pics up there.
No, don't. Please don't. Oh, God.
She is a hot fucking beast.
Shaking that ass.
Look at those flapjacks.
12.7.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, Lord.
Those things are flapjacks.
Those are...
Oh, she's... Oh, because she's, the new show she's got.
Okay.
Bring it, or something. Oh.
Oh,
big girls?
Yeah, what is it? Bring it for the big girls? Noise for the, something.
Watch out for the big girls.
Yes.
She has, what she calls Emmy Award winning coochie.
I need my, I need to be for the big boys.
Oh, wow.
Rhett, calm down over there.
Well, I have to go to the bathroom. Can I go to the bathroom really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
She's got to go diddle herself.
Yeah, Rhett's diddling himself right now,
this
too.
Lavender?
Oh,
God.
Oh, it's lavender.
I don't know why you're missing this
that's
one.
This
whole
color
lavender
right
tree.
Here?
That's Prince's entire bedroom.
Yeah.
This is my
that's Purple
color.
Hurricane.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
I feel like.
Oh, God. Look at those fingernails.
Lummy, you're so turned on.
No, Rhett probably likes those, like, when she's scratching his back.
Rhett's got a full-blown bone.
Oh, he's going nuts.
That's back fat right there.
I thought those were tits.
Yeah, she's got double D back.
Oh, God.
Oh, slow-mo titties.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
Is that her song?
That was the VMAs, I think.
What am I gonna get? Ooh, cherries. Oh, okay.
What's that? Oh, ad for
Lizzo, about damn time.
Did anyone watch the VMAs?
Fuck no, who does anymore?
So me and Anna noticed it was on, and we're like, hey, we should watch it just, you know, in case we could talk. It was so bad. God, it was so bad.
It's for kids.
It was so bad.
It's for kids.
It's, I mean, like, of course it's MTV, so we, like, duh, but it's like a giant propaganda machine. It's gross. It's gross what they're pushing.
I got a fellow fat guy that just texted me and said, I need to be the, like, you know, the Lizzo for fat guys.
Okay.
You know, just be fat and be proud of it.
And own it.
Yeah. Well, you are oppressed.
Fat and get paid. And I'm not even fat. I think if you saw me in skimpy outfits, I wouldn't look good. I'm not going to look like Brad Pitt or anything like that.
No?
But I don't think I'm going to look as grotesque as Lizzo.
I hope not.
What I'm saying is, like, I think I'm like a tweener. I'm between a big guy and a fat guy.
Pretty much obese. And
here
I'm
she
pretty
points,
much obese. Thanks,
she points
Lovie.
Out.
No,
that
I said you're between that obese
she,
and.
She points out here that
guy.
She's in the middle of the ocean.
Oh my Lord!
So, Bubba, you would just to say you did?
If I could be this famous and make this much money, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. Again, back to my original statement is I don't think I have the equipment needed. That would be like me showing up to a sprint, like going to Knoxville Nationals with the 360.
Is there? Oh, yeah.
Instead of a full-blown 410.
Is there a big arrow on the left, like on the far left? I can't tell.
No, nothing over here.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that would be like me going to the Knoxville Nationals when you need a 985
because this is the
full
one,
blown fucking yippee-yo, and I got me a 360 that's pumping about 650.
Oh God!
Oh, dear God!
My ass looks that bad. If I wanted it to be, I mean, my ass probably looks that bad.
I mean, you know, she probably thinks it looks really good right there.
I mean, I'd almost pull my pants down in front of all of you right now to see if my ass looks that bad.
I don't think it does, Bob. There's no way.
It's thick 30.
Then Anna would say, oh, yeah, it does look that bad. And then I'd start an ass Instagram and I'd get clowned. Like, oh, man. Boy, you know, I already get all my, oh, my, the mighty have fallen on the various stupid shit that I do. Boy, if I start doing, you know, my cellulite pics representing big guys.
Yeah, it's bad bitch o'clock.
Lizzo be eaten. It's her Instagram.
Mm. Yeah.
We were just looking at her fat ass.
I like it.
I don't have anything.
No,
for
I love
her.
It.
I mean, I think she's a very talented woman. I hope that she gets
8 million fucking followers.
Hope that she continues to grow her followers and her waistline. But I don't think I have the 10.5 inches to be able to even get to the honey hole.
Right.
You need 11 just to get. You know, you need 11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can open up the garage door, but you're not going to get. I can't get into the house.
No parking.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Hot Carl. Don't Google me. Hey, do you guys know anything? Any context on what the deal is with that Harry Styles? Because I think you're talking about the same award show, but Harry Styles like apparently spit on the dude's lap that he was sitting next to, and it's like all over my feed. But there's no context of why it happened. If there was any beef or anything, but the video, I watched it like 100 times. Everyone's talking about it. Dude just literally walks up to his seat, looks at the guy next to him. I think his name's Chris Pine.
Yeah, Chris Pine.
Looks over, spits down right on his lap, and then the guy sits there and he has that look on his face, like that like grin, but like going like this, mother effer.
Now, hold on. So somebody spit on Harry Styles' shoes or lap?
No. So Harry Styles walks up to his seat at the award show, and the guy that's sitting next to him is Chris Pine. You can clearly see when he walks up to his seat, he leans over Chris Pryne's lap from a full stand-up and spits down onto his lap. And the guy just, like, he's laughing and stuff, and then he just stops. He's like, are you effing kidding me? And then Harry Styles, like, all pompous, sits down, like, next to him and just gives it, like, a head nod, like, yep. And the guy's like, he just looks totally shocked.
I swear to God, if somebody spit on me,
it's fake. But
it's,
I mean,
it's fake.
I guess they're friends, and it was like a setup deal. It was at a film festival.
Okay, because there's like literally no,
I'm telling you right now, Blitz. I don't care if a guy the fucking size of Shaq spit on me. I'm trying some shit. As a man.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but let's get real. If Shaq spit on you, you ain't doing shit.
All right, guys, take it easy.
You say yes, sir. Thank you for this.
Shaq, can you please spit on me a couple more times?
You might. You probably got me right on that.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. I'm at least.
You know what I'm put on. I'm at least saying, you know what? That's pretty fucked up, Shaq.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
You tell him, Bubs.
Wait till I get on the air and talk about this.
Supposedly,
where's the spit?
That's the thing is, supposedly everyone thought it was spit, so he couldn't find his glasses. So when he put his pen down, he looked down and said, "Oh, there's my glasses," and that was it. Watch him pick up his glasses because he was looking for sunglasses. So that's it. It's
well, what a non.
I think it was
event.
More. I think it was more than.
Well,
that.
That's what they all came out and said. Chris Pine said that he couldn't find his glasses and then he
put
his pen down.
It was a nothing, but
yeah.
Like a big nothing burger to me. All right, so Anna.
Yeah.
Before we end the program, we have to talk about the Blackbird deal.
Yes.
Yes.
So here's what happened. You guys don't even know.
All right, we have a theory, though.
All right, yes. Go ahead and tell me your theory.
Okay, so...
Hold on. Can you stop? Thanks. Knowing you fucker, you probably have it completely nailed because you know everything and you even know...
Originally, it was my hypothesis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
All right, because usually Blitz is like in my head, like he knows everything.
Yeah, he does. So you made a comment, I think it was on Friday, about how...
Thursday,
yeah.
Sorry. How episode 2 ended. And then when I actually did not finish episode 2, but when I did, I go, that's not how it ended. Maybe he meant episode 3. Watch episode 3. That wasn't how it was. So I thought perhaps you watched them in reverse order.
I think you might have watched like episode 1 and then 2 and then 6 or like episode 1 and 6.
You nailed it. So okay. But Anna, I wasn't trying to. So here's the deal.
Right. Like, I don't know how they did it. I'm like,
I watched 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Well then, no, I'm sorry. I watched 1.
1 and 6.
I watch 1.
Okay.
1 or 2 or I know I watched 1.
Right.
And so then I think I watched 2. Well, no, I watch 1, and then in episode 2, where I go get my shit from, it had 6 listed as 2.
Okay.
So I'm think I'm watching, and it even said on my screen, 2.
Okay.
1, you know, season 1, episode 2.
Yeah.
So I watch it, well, it's really 6, and so I'm like...
This really wrapped up for you.
So then I watched episode 3... And so
you're like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, then
now.
I'm like, okay, well, what they did is they gave you the end,
and then they backfell it.
Yeah, so I tell Anna,
I'm like, this
Anna,
is
you know,
not
after
fucking...
2, you know, they lay it all out for you, and then 3, 4, 5, then they backfill it in for you.
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
I'm like,
this is perfectly in order.
The confession and shit. I was like, he didn't confess.
So Blitz, I get through them. I go to episode 6, and I turn to the merch crick and I go. This was episode 2.
Like, we've already seen
She's
this.
She's like, well, it said... And so I went back. Sure enough, somebody had mislabeled it.
Oh, God.
So then I went and watched the original 2, and I'm like, man, that's all great shit.
You're like, this
the
is
only
way different.
Thing, here's the only thing. You guys can say what you want about the acting-a-thon. I thought it was pretty good. But here's the one thing that I really wanted to happen. And tell me, you being sick fucks like me, you kind of wanted it to happen too. Remember when, you know, that female Fed agent, right? Who was kind of
hot, darker,
right? Dark hair, potty mouth, you know, fucking hardened. Remember when he said to her, well, she said, you're only going to be able to have, like, you know, no visitors or me or whatever. Yeah. And when I visit you, you're going to have, this is when they're on the plane, you're going to have to act like I'm your girlfriend, including grabbing my ass and kissing and shit.
Right,
and I wanted so bad for her to go visit him in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to do that.
And she did, but they didn't show any of that.
No, they didn't.
There was a lot of, like, long scenes that were just, like, time fillers, too. And I'm like, what the like?
Yeah.
I'm like, this could have been two episodes,
you know, the
three.
Thing about it is, I did Google the guy, and he really, it's a true story. He really did.
It's like, I kind of Googled it later. It's, like, very loosely based on the story. But, yeah, it is.
It is a true story. The only thing that the crazy fucker, Larry Hill, is that he has confessed and then recanted, like, 50 people. And the authorities think that potentially there could be 30 to 40. Mm-hmm. But they can't.
So how is it different than the real story?
It's really not.
A lot of the details as far as, like, the insider guy and how they transferred him and did all this other bullshit, like, it's kind of...
It's as dry as pine bar.
And Blitz, would the feds really
your
put...
Line, is a pussy really that wet?
Blitzy, would they really put a prisoner on a fucking G6 or whatever that was? I mean, that I was turning into the crick. I go, God damn. That's a fucking $47 million plane right there.
They do have, like, private prisoner transport jets, but...
I mean, that's pretty pimp.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not, like, you know, they're in handcuffs. They're not pimp jets, but I mean, but yeah.
You know, I think that protocol-wise, I think there was a lot of embellishment. I think that they probably...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If they were transporting him on a private jet like that, they may to unhandcuff him because they knew he wasn't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, but.
If you got that many guys, I mean, she was hot. I wanted her to visit him as his girlfriend so bad and see a hot, you know, ass grab and make out scene. I thought the guy who played Larry Hill did, you know, I thought he acted pretty well.
Yeah, he was good.
Jimmy. You thought Jimmy was cheese dick, didn't you?
He was horrible. And, like...
The guard was horrible.
Yes. And Jimmy, like, every scene, he's flexing and, like, holding... Yeah. Like, he was trying to flex.
I thought Greg Kinnear did pretty good.
Yeah, he did all right.
Who's that?
The guy who played the detective from Illinois, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him in a few things.
His name's Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, he was the only known star in there.
Did you know that
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta died
and
was supposed to be in this. Did you know that?
Well.
And it mentions him in the credits.
I know, but that was like season or episode 2 or 3.
And he was in it?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he wasn't.
They didn't even write him out.
Who was he? He was the dad. Yeah, he was the
That
was
Ray
Jimmy's
Liotta.
Dad.
Yeah, Jimmy's dad, the guy with the stroke.
Yeah.
That was Ray Liotta.
Oh, well, he was there for the entire,
you saw him out of order, but he was there for maybe the first 3 episodes, and then it says, like, in loving memory, and then he's just not in it anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, well, they...
You would think they would have...
Actually,
he
was in it.
Yeah, he was in it later.
He was in it
later. They must have shot it.
Yeah, because they shoot stuff out of order sometimes.
Yeah, he's in the last scene when Jimmy comes home.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot.
Right.
But they shoot stuff out of order, but that's who that was.
Yeah.
By the way, for those listening, it's Blackbird. It's on Netflix.
It's on Apple Plus. Yeah.
And it's about this guy who is a serial killer from Wabash, Indiana. His name is Larry Hill. And he was a Civil War reenactment kind of guy. And he would go and do these Civil War reenactments in various towns throughout the
Revolutionary War.
And, you know, back in those times,
they weren't kids at all.
They weren't kids. They were married by 12. That's how he talked.
Right? Yeah.
And he would go to these Civil War, these various little towns, and do these Civil War reenactments. Well, he'd try to fucking pick up a 12 or 13-year-old.
Boy or girl?
Oh, girls.
I think.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, let me come on.
Yeah, he's not that much of a sicko. Jesus,
my man. Bad.
And then he would. And then he would. And then
I
he would.
Two belts.
And then he would. And I kind of thought that Blitz, the one original detective that called and like, oh, he's harmless. He would never do that. I wonder if the guy killed anytime after that guy, because it seemed like the Wabash boys were kind of in on it, right? The local people didn't, you know, it took the Greg Kinnear guy from Illinois to really, I mean, they seemed like the local guys were kind of like, you know, whatever, this guy's a fucking weirdo, whatever.
No, because remember, like, he confessed to a crime he didn't do, so that threw everybody off.
But I think he really did do
He did do it, though.
He did do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he did that one. Because remember they had like an alibi? Remember that was a big problem because he like planted evidence on himself?
Remember
when that cop got him off? He's like, I spent 300 man hours and all this sort of shit because he confessed to a crime he didn't do because.
But I thought that.
No,
they,
I think he did do
that
crime.
That one?
Yeah, and I think when they were questioning him that one time, and, you know, remember the on of the scene where he said he was going to flunk the lie detector test?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think during that scene, he admits or they kind of pin the Marion on him.
Well, and I think that happened a few times where he admitted it and then. Like gave details, but then said, "No, I didn't do it."
He was like,
and like
that was just in my dream.
Yeah,
fucking weirdo.
No, but no, it wasn't because of what he said. It was because the night of the murder, there was an alibi that and witnesses and pictures of him where he was like 300 miles away. So I think that's what was throwing everybody off. But then they eventually caught.
By the way, this is real close to one Warsaw and two our good friend from Gas City, Indiana, Scott Landers. This is all right, right in that whole Peru, mm-hmm. Wabash, Warsaw, Gas City. It's all in that little area.
Oh, he had a twin brother?
Yeah, yes. Hold on, Gary.
Oh, I feel bad for that guy.
But it wasn't. Feeding on me.
But he didn't look like him, though, Blommy.
Oh, he didn't?
No. And they get in. They
He's
get in.
Feeding on me for nutrients.
Because he's identical twin.
Yeah, but they don't look anything alike.
How about the guy? The prison guard tries to shake Jimmy down for $10,000.
Yeah, that was like.
Yeah, whatever
cheesy.
Happened with that?
Yeah, like
did he ever? Because he was. Remember, he was like whispering around.
Yeah,
the,
they like they never get into a lot of it. They like they started a bunch of shit, but like never like it never went anywhere.
I know it'd just be like a bunch of people like staring at him.
I did read though. When I googled him, Blitz, I did read that they did fuck up and put him in solitary confinement for 2 weeks. Went after
Jimmy.
After they'd seen them. After remember when he saw the map.
Yes.
Yeah. And then.
Do you remember the phone number?
I do.
I do too.
Ready?
Whoa. Bubba, do you remember
no,
the phone number?
No.
Do you remember any of it at all?
Ready, please?
517.
No. Cool. Well, there's.
Ready?
Go.
612-5711.
Oh! 612-5711.
Yeah.
That was well. That was all true. That did happen. That did happen. There were so few people in the prison that really knew the deal when they were fucking with him and,
oh,
took
sure.
him and took him down to solitary. Those guards were supposed to have contacted him. The only thing about it is he wasn't, you know, they said when he pricked his finger and tried to do that.
Yeah, like draw the map on the wall.
If you Google it, it said that none of his information from the map that he recreated was correct and
right.
It led to any bodies. The only thing that got...
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Was the folded clothes.
His confession of
right.
the folded clothes.
Yes.
And that was like early on.
Nobody
that.
Knew that because the police had never released that detail. The police, when I Googled it and mm-hmm. read into it, the police had never released the detail that the girl's clothes were folded. After he killed her, he folded her clothes.
As like an act of kindness or something.
Right. And so nobody, not even the family, knew that the girl's clothes was folded. Well, when
why did they withhold that detail?
Well, because
things like that.
So when Jimmy was able to at least get that bit of information, then they knew for a fact that Jimmy had killed that girl because
Larry.
When Jimmy got that detail from Larry in the wood shop, and he was able to tell the feds that. Remember how they said, we got him.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, because it's like, they got the map, but they didn't check the body, so they're like, we got him. And
but,
I'm like,
but
how?
The minute that Jimmy was saying, I'm just telling you, he folded Luann Roach or Jessica Roach.
Jessica Roach. I think it was the other one.
Yeah, one of the two couple girls they were that were cold casing on, that they were trying to put on Larry. Nobody knew that the clothes were folded. Nobody. So when Jimmy said the girl's clothes were folded, they knew that only one person knew that besides the authorities, and it was Larry. That's when they had him.
Mm.
that's, remember the real stiff African-American prosecutor?
Yeah, with the gimp leg?
Yeah, who didn't like Jimmy at all?
No.
Blitz, that would be fucked if you cut a deal with the prosecution, you know, to do, what was he supposed to do, 5 years? Wasn't that the original agreement? And then they dirty dogged him and gave him 10?
Like, that wasn't the deal, though. His dad, like, told him that's what they normally do.
Right.
Yeah, but, and...
Because, okay, like, his dad kept, like, doing the wrong thing.
And the thing about it is, man, when you cut a deal like that, it's in writing. It's like, locked in. They can't go back on it.
Right.
Like, in real life, if you did something and you're like, they come to you and say, hey, Blitz, bottom line is, if you plead out, we're going to give you 5 years, not 10.
Yeah.
And but then it's all laid out and your lawyers agreed to it and it's all signed off. And so that the judge, you'd have to really have had some type of outburst in court or been disrespectful for them to completely go off the script.
A lot of time, too, what it usually is they'll say, hey, look, you know, if you confess, we're going to recommend to the judge this is what you get, and the judge usually goes upon what we recommend. Doesn't mean the judge will, but they usually do.
Right.
You know what's really stupid?
Unless you're Chet Tharp, then you just go off the script with pee-pee touchers, remember? Mm-hmm. You got in trouble with the second DCA. There was a judge here in Tampa. His name was Chet Tharp. He's actually a pretty good friend of mine. I've gone to lunch with him a few times. And he would, you know, like the state, would, some guy would be a pee-pee toucher, like a real fucking chomo. And he'd be in front of Chet Tharp, and the state would, you know, like, want to go for like 10 years. So the state would, the jury would find this guy guilty, and he'd go in front of Chet Tharp, and they would say, the state, Your Honor, we recommend 10 to 15 years. And Chet would say, that's great. I'm giving him 30. Boom. Jeez. And he got called out by the second DCA a few times for being too stiff. If you look him up, Chet Tharp was the man.
What did you think that was stupid, Anna?
Oh, I thought about it. Maybe it wasn't stupid, because I remember he said, and I couldn't remember if it was the girl that they found in the field or if it was the girl that he buried under the gas station. But he said that one of them, like, fought really hard and scratched him really badly, and that a lot of, like, his blood and stuff was under her nails.
Yeah, and he said he had to really, really, really work.
Oh, to get it out.
Now,
Anna, that was probably the one he buried under the gas station.
Did you notice how smart he was when they gave him water at the police station and he took the cup and put it in and crinkled it up and put it in his pants? Did you notice that part?
Oh, no. You mean he drank the water and so they couldn't use it as evidence?
Yes. A lot of times they'll offer you a soda or water, and then they'll get your DNA from the...
Whatever you leave.
Right? But so that's very much known, right? They'll offer you something to drink, and then you'll drink it, and then they'll use the can. Hmm. Or if you smoke, they'll use the cigarette butt. Again, yeah. And if you notice, he didn't, when they gave him the water, he drank it from a portable little disposable cup, and then he crinkled it up and put it in his pocket so they didn't have his DNA.
Nice.
He was way smarter than they thought.
Oh, I don't think he was dumb at all. He's crazy, but not dumb. But he was a pretty advanced gravedigger.
A pellet. But you know what? Now, I know the guy talking about Blackbird on Apple Plus. It's a series. Six part series. It's about a serial killer named Larry Hill in Indiana. And I'm not condoning. The guy's a sick fuck. And by the way, he's in a North Carolina maximum security prison.
Still.
I looked that up, too.
Nice.
And his IQ was 85 or lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was pretty maniacal. But that being said, he had a pretty fucked up childhood, and that's not an excuse to do what he did. But in today's world, where they sometimes factor in your upbringing for what you do, you know, back in the day, they didn't give a fuck who touched you or what touched you, or if your dad made you cut off fucking dead people's fingers to get the gold rings off. They didn't give a fuck. You know, whatever you did, you got held accountable for. Mm-hmm. Boom. In today's world, they probably would snowflake it all out and be like, well, you know, his dad made him dig up graves and get gold. Like, you know,
when it comes to sentencing for a crime, they do that. Like with Nicholas Cruz, they're doing that, you know?
Is that over yet?
I have no fucking clue.
No, they got a couple more weeks.
Do they? Yeah. I don't know. I'm just following
you. You know what's so fucked up about the Nicholas Cruz deal is even though he pled guilty, you basically have to try the whole thing and give his entire background, you know, it's just not as easy as saying, okay, you know what, you fucker, you pled guilty and you killed, you know, 18, 19 students. It seems like pretty much the death penalty to us. And then you got to prove if whether he's, you know, maybe doesn't get the death penalty, he gets life in prison without parole.
Right.
You know, that's
either way,
like,
he's going to be apart from society forever.
Right. So, but instead, to make that determination as to whether you kill him or he gets life in prison, you basically have to try put him on trial, his personality and his life on trial to come up with if he had some type of mitigating circumstances as to why he would act that way. And I think the only thing that really puts him a needle in his arm is if they prove that he was super normal and didn't get fucking abused and was just completely his deal. Then he gets condemned. If they're able to show, you know, child abuse, you know, physical abuse as a child, then he probably gets life without parole. But if they can, the more normal they show him, the worse it is for him with not getting, I mean, this is Florida, by the way. They like to sentence people to death here. And whether you agree with the death sentence or not, that's not what we're arguing. What we're arguing is what determines whether he dies or not. And in my opinion, with the Nicholas Cruz Parkland shooter, the more normal of a life that they show, the more likely he gets condemned. Now, if they show that he was a weirdo and he was, you know, always being made fun of and they always picked on him about his big fucking ears and all this kind of shit, I think that saves him from the death. I personally would put a fucking bullet in.
Those are considered, I guess, mitigating circumstances.
Appellate court again takes issue with Tampa judge's sentence for a third time in a year. the latest decision arrived on May 22nd when the second DCA of appeal overturned the life sentence Tharp gave Jonathan Williams, a 31-year-old with a long criminal record who was convicted of sexual battery and robbery in 2012. The court sent the case back to Hillsborough County with instructions for a different judge to resentence Williams. While the court found Williams' life sentence was legitimate, it criticized Tharp's legal reasoning, which relied largely on his frustration with the defendant's cool demeanor and alibi he gave at the trial. Tharp and Williams already had history. In 2004, the judge sentenced him to 30 years in prison. That decision was overturned. "You have absolutely no remorse whatsoever," Tharp told Williams, "and that is more of an impact on this court's reasoning for the sentence that I'm about to impose." I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You want to touch kids, beat up women? Williams' behavior at trial might have set anyone's teeth on edge. Accused of pulling a gun on a woman at a bus stop, forcing her to perform oral sex on him, then throwing away her cell phone so she couldn't call police, he took the stand and told a brazen and unbelievable story. By the time police arrested Williams in August of 2010, they had matched his DNA, collected during an earlier stint in prison, to semen found at the bus stop. Yeah, well, I wish I was a judge, because I'd be like Tharp. I'd be so stiff on kid touchers. But I'd let cool people go.
Like, you know, drug users.
But a lot of Chet Tharp's harsh stuff ended up getting either thrown out or sent back, so...
Yeah, well, you can send my shit back and throw me out all you want. I just want to be a judge.
That's right.
More than anything.
Mayor and judge.
Boy, I learned a lot about World War I this weekend.
Yeah, it's great.
What'd you learn, Bob?
I didn't know that it was that big of a deal.
Well, it was a world war.
Well, no, I didn't know that we were working with Russia.
Well, technically, we worked with Russia in World War II, too.
Yeah.
I know.
To defeat the Nazis.
I mean, man, fucking Germany was that.
They were the problem child in both of them.
Wilhelm, he was a fucking dick. I mean, it was like, hey, you're right. Germany was the problem on both world
problem
wars.
Problem child.
That's why Hitler said he was going to bring German back from the.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
From the Treaty of Versailles.
We really, really, really got in late on World War I.
And World War II.
We had both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. FDR didn't want to get involved.
Well, I mean, Woodrow Wilson went much better.
No.
fuck, they were, I mean, we had to finally come in, and we weren't even, we only had like 150,000 troops back then. We didn't have that many people back then. And they were showing these all like as the war World War One was happening, we were starting to develop new shit, you know, like the airplane. You know, for the first part of World War One, they weren't using airplanes; they didn't have them.
No, and they were just like taking things up and just like throwing them out the side.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. They showed these World War plane dudes, and the guy would fucking one guy would fly and one guy would be in the back seat. And all of a sudden,
just tossing stuff.
All
out.
Of a sudden, he would get this bomb, like this bomb about this big, but yeah. the size of a fucking backpack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he would just like be steady in it, and then he just dropped the motherfucker.
Yep.
Do you know how World War One started, Bubba?
Yeah, I think so.
What was it? What
Germany
was,
was being a bunch of dicks.
No, but I think it was the assassination of someone.
Oh, of a guy from Austria, I think, wasn't it? Oh, it was. I think I'm close on it. Help me out.
You're close.
There was. Oh no, I'm here.
You got it.
Hold on. Sorry. There was this leader, and he was old as fuck, and his nephew or son or somebody was supposed to take over, and he was a real pompous dick. And so they think that the leader fucking had him and his wife assassinated, and I think that's what started it. Well, am I kind of right?
Yeah,
kinda,
Serbia.
Yeah,
Serbia was involved.
I just said the wrong country.
Archduke.
Yep.
Which country was it from, Anna?
He was from Austria.
No, I was from. Fucking
he was
A.
assassinated in what is now Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Right. And his uncle or his dad or whoever the fuck who was the main dude mm-hmm. was hunting at the time on a hunting expedition, and Archduke is it Fernando?
Ferdinand.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Good job, chat.
Yeah.
Was it in there? Oh, it is in there.
That's Franco.
I was trying to act all smart like I didn't get it from chat.
Like, we don't
and you know what? And chat could have said, you know, Fred Flintstone, and I would have said, you know, Ferdinand Flintstone.
Archduke Ferdinand Flintstone.
Anyway, but am I kind of right, Anna? And,
yes,
and,
you are.
And that got... Everybody riled the fuck up.
Well, there were a lot of tensions in Europe for many different reasons.
And France got all fucking freaked
Land,
out.
They were carving up Africa, this new nationalism. Like, go to Africa anywhere. Most people are either speaking like French, English,
yeah. right.
Dutch, whatever.
And then I think the leader of France went to Russia and met with the Russian dude and then says, like, this is going to be okay. We're going to keep it all contained in here.
Oh, well, Russia was super fucked because of the whole Bolshevik Revolution, because the Romanovs, I believe, were murdered during World War One. I want to say 1917.
Mm-hmm. With their jewels.
Yes. And that's why it took so long to kill the
whole
family.
That might
have
been, I would have been flipping over to the race or something like that. Yeah. I was just going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then Lenin came to power.
John?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
John Lennon?
Yeah. But he died.
He would have given peace
afterwards,
a chance.
After
John Lennon
his whole
would have
life.
Said... Let me tell you, we just need to stop fighting and just be fucking high.
Well, Yoko Ono messed it all up.
Oh, pretty much.
She caused World War II happened. Yeah.
2 years later,
mm-hmm.
Lenin dies, and Joseph Stalin, who wasn't even Russian, gets the pick. Let's go.
And then he's like, fuck you, Hitler, being a dick over there in German.
Oh, hitty hit.
You fucking want to think you're going to roll up here and take some of my territory? Think again,
I mean,
motherfucker.
A lot of Russians died during World War II.
So I was watching this. Fucking Germany would go in and steal Polish children.
Mm-hmm.
Steal them. Like, if they were, like, blonde hair or real white or had, like... And they had literally these templates where they would put on these fucking kids' heads and, like, to make sure, like, they were perfect. Like, they, you know... Like, I would have gotten probably thrown in one of the fucking concentration camps because my eyes were too close together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was fat. But they would have taken a Chris P, tall and thin, and said, get on down here, buddy. We're going to teach you how to be a fucking modern-day German dude.
Mm-hmm.
They
right.
would uproot these perfect kids from Poland and send them to Germany and indoctrinate them to be, you know.
Send them to the youth camps.
To the youth camps. And the other kids stayed back in Poland and most got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me? They did shit like that?
Yeah.
Why didn't they kill Hitler? Like, why the fuck did it take America so long to get involved when they were doing shit like that?
And technically, America only got involved because of Pearl Harbor.
If Japan would have never fucked with us, would we have gotten involved?
Well, technically, the United States was involved in World War II. They were just selling all like the airplanes and different things to
making money.
England, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was watching something about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
And that one ship made it out of the battleship row.
It didn't turn it around either. They didn't go back for it.
They got the fuck out of town.
Sure did.
And it even got hit with some torpedo action, but it still got the fuck out of town.
What were the bad guys in World War
I? There was this one badass black guy, and his boat was going down. He was like the U.S. Missouri or some bullshit, and he went and got a 50 cal anti-aircraft, and as the boat was sinking, he was blowing the shit out of the fucking...
That's Cuban Gooding Jr. in that movie.
Cuban Gooding Jr. was blowing the shit out of these fucking planes. Yep. Do we have any did we at any time during Pearl Harbor send up any? Did we have any airplanes that we could send up and go after these motherfuckers?
Yeah, they were bombing them though, so they didn't really get too many up.
We didn't have any F-16s we could have thrown up there.
No,
they were missing the F-16s.
No P-38s.
You know, actually,
Richard Bong? Where was fucking Richard Bong?
Richard Bong was Delta 8 and somewhere else.
If the commander of the Japanese, he actually held off. He was about to send more planes and everything, which would have eliminated almost the whole entire naval in Pearl Harbor, but he held off thinking that the Americans were sending more. Like, he thought they were setting them up.
If we would have listened to two dudes that were in this on this island quite a ways away that got the initial radar deal. Radar was real primitive back there, but they had this big fucking blip of Japanese aircraft. They called Pearl Harbor, got a hold of some dude when it was on a Sunday, and they're like, we got some battleships that are supposed to be coming in and out, or that's probably what you got. But Blitz, I mean, have you heard? Two dudes knew they were coming and tried to call ahead.
Well, the White House a couple of days before that sent a telegram that they were hearing that the Japanese might have attacked, and by the time Hawaii got it, the attack already happened.
Pop quiz trivia, Bubba. What was the day of Pearl Harbor? What's the date?
December 7th, 1942.
Perfect.
Pretty good on that one.
Just off by one.
Now, if they would have wiped, if they would have, and again, by the way, chat didn't help me on that, Anna.
Well, they did a good. Bubba, you're wrong.
I'm not. Was it 41?
Yeah.
All right.
You got it.
It was December 7th.
Yeah, it was.
The reason why I know that is because it's Larry Bird's birthday.
Oh yeah,
the only reason why I know. But let me ask you a question: Pearl Harbor was a major base for us? But let's say they had taken out all of Pearl Harbor. They didn't take it all out. They took almost all of it out. Yeah. But that wouldn't have they would have sent more planes and maybe did even more damage. We had stuff back in the mainland, didn't we?
Well, you got to remember they also submarine attacked parts of California.
Yeah.
And, oh, they did?
Yeah, and they sent balloons over via the jet stream, so they sent the balloons high up in the air, and then they came over and they were hitting like California. So they killed,
up in Washington too.
Yeah, they killed a few people, but like
it wasn't as what they thought because they were just sending all those up with bombs, and most of them got lost.
Yeah, they would hit like a forest, yeah. And nothing would happen. But yeah. they a bunch of them landed in the.
And how long did World War II last?
I can give you a date.
We fucked with a date. The day that it ended, yeah.
The day that it ended, and are we talking about VE Day, so Victory in Europe Day, or are we talking about the end of World War II after the we dropped the bombs?
I'm talking about the Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were, I believe, August 6th and August 9th, respectively, with Hiroshima 1945. And
we battled them for 4 years.
August 15th, I think it was the official end date of the war. I could be wrong. August 15th, 1945.
So we battled September them for 2nd. Almost, we almost battled them for 4 years. Right, fucking around.
The Japanese and Germany.
World War II started on September 1st, 1939, when Germany invaded Poland.
Right,
that's when it started. So it was 6 years.
What tactic did they use?
Huh?
What tactic did they use?
Blitz, everyone knows that. Blitz.
Oh,
what tactic did they?
Yeah,
use?
The tactic they used. Blitz knows.
Yeah.
What?
Really, Blitz? Tell him, Blitz.
Right,
Blitz. Blitz.
Swinging door, Willie.
Yeah, swinging door, Willie. Blitz.
What are you?
The Blitz. No one.
Blitzkrieg.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Blitzkrieg?
That's what they used. Yeah. Lightning war.
Just rolled in and said, "This is ours now."
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What you gonna do?
Kind of like a squatter.
Mm-hmm.
No, they came in with like guns ablaze and fucking just dropping every bomb,
Poland.
going
in
crazy.
Poland?
Kind of like what
you won't be needed in this place.
Russia did in Ukraine.
But like what I'm saying is, we fought mostly in just the surrounding islands of Japan.
Oh, that was the worst too, man.
No, but like where we fought was not on our mainland. Was pretty much all over in the Japan area, right?
Indeed.
That's where we all fought. Well, except Normandy.
In the Pacific Ocean.
The Battle of Midway, the Battle of, you know, Hiroshima, whatever.
All those different islands that they were there for like months and they were like tied down.
What were we trying to do? We were trying to
capture those little islands so then we could send our, you know, like our planes.
Surrender.
Yeah.
So then we're like, oh, okay.
Capture those islands so we could get a big B-36 over there that could go bomb them.
Well, that Japan had a...
Vince, was it a B-36 that bombed them?
What, for the...
For the fat boy and the little guy.
Japanese were brutal.
B-29.
They were going into China. I think they were raping and pillaging people in Manchuria. I don't know if that was... I think that was World War II.
Blitz, I could ever recommend one place that you would abso-fucking-lutely have a full-blown Blitzkrieg boner the entire time, be the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I went there 2 times as a kid.
I love Ohio.
And they have the B-29 Super Fortress that actually dropped the bombs on.
The Enola Gay.
They have that there, and they actually have replicas of, they have bomb. They have Fat Man and Little Boy that they didn't use. I mean, obviously they're not on, you know, they're not, but it was like the shell, what they actually looked like, or I'm sure they had more than one. Did it just take one?
Back then, I mean, when they dropped for Hiroshima.
Yeah,
each was just one.
One. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the bombs aren't that big. They're like the size of a fat lummy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and well...
I mean, they weren't
at
that...
at the time, that's pretty much all we had. Now, we told them, we've got plenty more of these, and we could have made more, and we were, but we didn't really have any more.
Now, and what does it take to make one of those? I mean, is it really, really? I mean, because it's an atom bomb. And
yeah, I mean, now it's not like a huge deal.
But back then.
Back then, it was all we had. Like, we had like our top scientists secretly working on that for a long time.
You want me to really impress you, Blitz?
Sure.
The Manhattan Project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was headed by.
Where was it at?
It was, I think it was in Area 51. And it was spearheaded by a few really, really important Jewish people. I'm just saying they're the men that developed it were Jewish.
Yes, they were.
Jew guys. Is that a slur? I don't think so. I mean,
no, you caught me off guard. But yeah. You are correct. Wasn't Einstein involved in that?
I don't know.
Yeah, Oppenheimer was.
So Blitz, when you build Fat Boy and Little Guy, like. How do they make all that stuff happen inside that little bomb? What you gonna do with your bomb? It's all a reaction, isn't it? Isn't the whole thing a reaction?
Yes.
So, and does it only react when it hits the ground?
No, they actually react above the ground. They don't hit the ground.
Yeah, like that's what causes the mushroom cloud, right? Because it goes off like 500, 600, 700 feet above the ground. And spreads the mushroom cloud all over the area?
No. I mean, the mushroom cloud would be the same if it hit the ground, but just it spreads more above the ground.
So
like,
it explodes. It explodes before it hits the ground and just burns isn't it like a furnace?
Oh, yeah.
And like everybody within like 5 miles of ground zero or it's dead, and everybody from 5 miles to 10 miles is like burnt to like barely dead, but burnt to like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 people died instantaneously at Hiroshima, the first bomb. Instantaneously. That's not like all the problems thereafter. That's just like incinerated immediately. Boom.
Now,
100,000. Goodbye.
Didn't they say that there were like seared images of people on the wall or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were lucky if you got incinerated.
Yeah, I mean,
people that
I mean,
suffered
if you're
thereafter.
Here and one of those bombs blitz hits like the airport from where we are. Are we Dunnsville?
Probably.
If which the Tampa airport?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like hits the terminal, you know, Southwest.
Oh, yeah, we're gone.
I mean, are we incinerated?
If it's one as big as that, yes.
Is the building incinerated? Does the building knock down? Does Tate get his money back on the building and we're only dead? What?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
How about the goats?
No, they'll be fine. They're alive.
Yeah, they're fine.
They'll get in the pond with the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you did jump in water during that? Are you okay?
It evaporates immediately.
The water?
It vaporizes, basically. Yes.
Just microwaves you?
Mm-hmm.
But, Blitz, I will tell you, man, the Wright-Patterson, have you heard about how it is the Wright-Patterson Air Force Museum?
Yeah, yeah.
And as a kid.
Yeah, the Aviation Museum in Dayton is probably the biggest or the best one around.
So let me tell you how cool. I didn't even really realize how special this was when it was happening. But Stan Zachary, who was a family friend, had his private pilot's license. But he didn't have a plane. But his buddy had a Cessna 172. And so his buddy, so my dad, Doug Klim, and me and Brett Zachary, who was Stan's son, my dad said, I'll pay for the fuel. And I think it was like literally from Warsaw to Dayton might have been like a 2-hour flight.
Okay.
Maybe. And we flew there. And Blitz, literally, you land at, like, if you have special clearance and stuff, like back then, I don't know that you can do it today, but you could literally land at the Air Force Base and pull your plane right up to the, like, they had, like, literally plane parking. And you went through the, and I think it was like maybe $6 to go through the entire, they had a cafeteria and everything. It was super cool, but they have all my, I think they have Orville and Wilbur Wright's, one of their planes.
Awesome.
There. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I do want to go there.
I mean, you got a boner just on those planes outside of Fort Walton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not near I think the volume or history of the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. What are they all? Let me Google me Wright-Patterson Air Force Base so I can see what they got in there so Blitz can bone up before we leave.
I mean, it is the Air Force Museum. It's the main one.
So it's like one of the best in our country.
Yeah. I mean, the Smithsonian in D.C. is big, too, but it's
Anna, you wanted to know where you motherfuckers wanted to go for vacation?
Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Fly into Cincy. It's an hour drive with a rental.
Hell yeah.
Look at Anna. Anna, it's... No, Papa, no.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean? No, hold on. Why?
There's actually cheap...
I want to go to Ohio.
There's actually cheap flights up there, and I didn't even mention it.
Yeah, no shit, because no one wants to go.
Reagan does.
Oh, yeah, well, Reagan. Okay. You wouldn't let Reagan go with Blitz. Are you fucking kidding me? Where's
the music? That was option.
I was gonna say
no, but Lummy said Reagan would.
No, I said Reagan's from Ohio. She loves Ohio.
Yeah, she goes up there
because Anna says no.
The only reason I would go to Ohio would be to see Serpent's Mound.
What's that?
On
stupid.
It's not stupid. God. Shut the fuck up. I would see it on summer solstice. So I could see the serpent's mouth open and ingest the sun.
For 10 minutes a year, it fucking looks like
it's
something.
Cool.
Oh, look at Blitz. Blitz is full boned right now. Is that a P-51?
No.
Absolutely fuck that.
Absolutely fuck that. Blitz, I would go with you.
Let's go.
I think that's a B-29.
Let's see something cool. No, it's not B-29.
B-25 Mitchell?
It might be a B-25.
Mitchell. Is that cool?
Yeah, I like more modern stuff, but those are cool.
Oh, you want to see cool bubs?
You want to see cool bubs?
This is cool. This is the only good thing Ohio has to offer.
Look at this cool mound.
Yeah!
Wow, Jesus. Stupidest fucking thing there is.
Serpent Mound, located in southwestern Ohio, remains as fascinating today as
when... It looks like a golf course to me.
Nobody.
Looks like a fucking golf course to me.
You know how old that thing is? Thousands
years old. You know how cool it'd be to take some fucking side-by-sides and jump those hills?
Fuck yeah.
Nearly 1,000...
Rip them up. One of those fucking badass Polarises.
...years ago.
Serpent Mound...
Now, what is Serpent Mound? What is it? Fucking...
It's gonna tell you.
Mound is a giant earthwork. It's an effigy mound that was built by the Fort Ancient Culture around the year 1070 A.D.
Oh, they built a golf course.
Whoop-dee-doo. No shit.
Stupid.
I see that shit all the time. The serpent, they have around bunkers and shit.
Around 800.
It's perfectly aligned with the sun on summer solstice.
Serpent Mound.
Who gives a shit? Some idiots fucking built this shit.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's cool.
Go down to your park. It's a
better
fucking
than
hole.
Going to a stupid plane museum.
Hey, good job, Blitz.
Fuck that.
Have fun at the Serpent Mound.
Yeah, I'm good.
Blitz won't be going to the fucking Serpent Mound. He'll be going to Wright-Patterson Air Force fucking base.
Go there with a fucking
bulldozer. Can't wait.
Blitz will go in with a fucking bulldozer.
Take the fucking mound.
He'll rent a skid steer from Sunbelt, have it delivered at Serpentine Deal. Start taking that shit out.
Stupid.
Dumb.
Fucking snake.
Look at that fucking hill.
Blitz, what's that right there? Is that a big one of those big refuelers? Right here? Oh, Blitz, there's somebody. They got a Boeing C-17. They got a Boeing EC-13-130, some fucking bullshit. A KC-135.
That's what we have at MacDill.
A Convair NC-131.
Okay, those are cool.
They got an A-10 Thunderbolt, a Lockheed.
Thunderbolt 2. Yeah.
They got an AC-130 Hercules. Okay. They got an F-15.
Okay.
Peacekeeper or something.
They had almost all that shit at the place we stopped at. That's an F-15 right there.
You know, how about this? They got that shit.
That old fucking jalopy. Fucking wonder.
How about Air Force One?
That's cool. 747s are cool.
I don't think it's 747. I think it's probably old Air Force Ones, right?
Oh, yeah. 707, maybe.
Oh, what's that?
Fucking shitty.
Independence. That's one of the Air Force Ones.
The Lockheed Electra, maybe?
Is that like what Truman flew on?
Yeah, something like that.
Some bullshit.
Dwight Howard, D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman.
Oh, C-26,000 was there.
Is that cool?
It's the Air Force One. Well, I mean.
Yeah, but look at all this shit. I got the Cessna LC-126. I got the Cessna T-37B. They got the fucking Cessna.
That's a tweet. Those are shitty, but they're cool. I mean, whatever. It's a little fucking trainer plane.
Or we could go back to the Serpentine.
Fuck
there
that.
We go. On summer solstice, we can see a snake in the ground.
It's a serpent mound.
I think even Reagan would say that's something stupid from Ohio.
Not if she found out it was in Ohio. She'd rep it.
Blitz is only going to Ohio for one reason. That is the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
You should, Blitz. You should go there.
Have fun.
Fuck Puerto Rico.
Why don't you guys compromise and say, Anna, you go to the... they're relatively close. They're probably within an hour of each other. Mm-hmm. Get a hotel. And Blitz, you go to the fucking Wright-Patterson Air Force Museum. And Anna, you go to the Serpentine Willie. And I'll see you at 7 p.m. How about that?
That sounds good, Bob. It's a great idea.
Could you do that? Could you go to the Serpentine alone?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. There we got it.
Then you can look at
Bob's.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.